The Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
An intense sandstorm, commonly observed in arid regions throughout the world, is known as a haboob. That's H-A-B-O-O-B. They have been observed in the Sahara Desert, typically in the Sudan, as well as across the Arabian Peninsula, throughout Kuwait, and in the most arid regions of Iraq. African haboobs result from the northward summer shift of the intertropical front into North Africa, bringing moisture from the Gulf of Guinea. Haboob winds in the Arabian Peninsula, Iraq, and Kuwait are frequently created by the collapse of a thunderstorm. Now, the arid and semi-arid regions of North America, in fact, any dry land region, may experience haboobs. In the USA, they are frequently observed in the deserts of Arizona, around Yuma and Phoenix. During thunderstorm formation, winds move in a direction opposite to the storm's travel, and they will move from all directions into the thunderstorm. When the storm collapses and begins to release precipitation, wind directions reverse, gusting outward from the storm and generally gusting the strongest in the direction of the storm's travel. When this downdraft or downburst reaches the ground, dry, loose sand from the desert setting is essentially blown up, creating a wall of sediment preceding the storm. This wall of sand can be up to 60 miles wide and several kilometers in elevation. At their strongest, haboob winds can travel at 20 to 30 miles an hour and may approach with little to no warning. Often rain is not seen at the ground as it evaporates in the hot, dry air, a phenomenon known as virga. On occasion, when the rain does persist, the precipitation can contain a considerable quantity of dust, resulting in mudstorms. Now, the Arizona Department of Transportation notes that these dust storms are most common between May and September in Maricopa and Pima County. Although brief, dust storms must be taken seriously because of the sudden, blinding conditions created on the highway. Each year in Arizona, an average of 5 people lose their lives and many more are seriously injured as a result of these sudden storms. Eye and respiratory system protection are advisable for anyone who must be outside during a haboob. Moving to a place of shelter is highly desirable for a strong event. The word haboob, by the way, comes from Arabic meaning strong wind or phenomenon. Now, if you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.